Let's get to Greg Smith with Money News at Devon Funds Management. And your take, please, on the CPI, the annual rate now under 5%, 4.7 it comes in at.
Yeah, that's right. Morning, Tim. Yeah, great news there. Yeah, first time below 5% in 27 months, September 2021. So let's celebrate that. In line with market expectations, but better than the 5% the RBNZ had pegged, and still, of course, above their target range of 1% to 3%. So, look, plenty of positives. Quarterly inflation, that fell sharply to 0.5%. That compared with 1.8% in the September quarter. About a third of the items in the basket fell. Tradables inflation, it's the stuff we effectively import. That's fallen from 4.7% to 3% on an annual basis. We've got food prices falling. Fruit and veggie prices down 6.4% in the previous month period. So that's, yeah, that's good news for shoppers. The not so positives, and I think we do need to look at these, non-tradable, so domestically driven inflation, 5.8% annually. That's high. That's proving sticky, and that's something the RBNZ will be conscious of. Household-related items, household utilities, they are a factor. Construction costs, you know, rates up 10%. Rental prices, and this sort of squares with the release from Trade Minister as well, up 4.5% over the year. And this is going to be part of the issue, and the RBNZ has actually flagged this, that it's a little bit out of their control because we've got surging immigration, that's driving demand, we've got tight supply. Price of new housing, that's lifted. A not-so-fun fact, Tim, is that the cost of building a new house is 40% more than pre-pandemic. So look, the main takeaway is inflation's coming down. That's good news for everyone. Print probably means we don't get another rate hike that the RBNZ were predicting this year. Have that domestically driven inflation probably means they won't get too excited about talking rate cuts just yet. And at the moment, they don't see these till next year. That said, our economy is weak. So I think, yeah, on the whole, it was a positive print. But we probably need a bit more data before we get too carried away talking about rate cuts.
All right, some of the other news around this morning. Netflix shoots the lights out on subscriber numbers.
Yeah, shares have soared 12%. So streaming giant added 13 million subscribers in the fourth quarter. That was up 70% from a year earlier. They now got 260.8 million subscribers. Yeah, well ahead of forecast, and the market was looking at around about 8 to 9 million ads ahead of what Netflix had flagged as well. So they've been cracking down on password sharing to convert freeloaders into paying customers. That's working. They've been putting through price rises. They've also got an ad-supported tier now, and that's accounting for around about 40% of all their sign-ups. And that's actually surpassed 23 million monthly active users. Now, that was from 8 million at its November update. So that's all very good. That saw operating income soar to $1.5 billion in the quarter, and that was versus $500 million a year earlier, so that was all pretty good news. Plenty of money to invest continually in content. They said they're going to spend around $17 billion on content over the year coming. And also a bit of news as well, that in terms of their content, they've stitched up a deal with World Wrestling Entertainment to get exclusive rights to Raw. So this is their first big foray into live events, looking at $5 billion over a 10-year deal. Streaming's going to start next year, so they see this as pretty massive. They have sort of dabbled with documentary-style series about sports, you think Formula One and golf and the like, but this is something a bit different. Raw is actually the top program in the USA cable network. That draws 17.5 million unique viewers per year. So you look, Tim, decades on from the Bushwhackers and Hulk Hogan, theatrical wrestling is as popular as ever, it seems.
All right, and a look at the numbers, please.
Yeah, sure. So we've got the Dow up 0.3%, 38.029. We've got the S&P 500 up 0.7%, 48.95. We've got the NASDAQ up 1.1%. Tech stocks in Europe actually had a great day as well. Just some numbers there from a couple of the big tech names, including Dutch chipmaker ASML and also Siemens Energy and shares and software company in Germany, SAP. They surged nearly 8% as well, so good day there. Just also on tech, Microsoft has gone above 3 trillion market cap for the first time, record high, so that was good news for tech. Just in the ASX 200, that was up slightly as well, 0.06%. Nikkei down 0.8% over the Bank of Japan meeting. FTSE up 0.6% in the UK. Oil up $1.40. Gold down a little bit, and we've got in the currency markets, US dollar against the Kiwi up 0.4%, 61.25. We're flat against the Aussie, 92.8. Sterling was down 0.1%, 48.1. Back to the NZ 50, 0.5%, 11.856. No surprise, interest-sensitive stocks did well.
Thanks so much, Greg Smith. We'll catch up again tomorrow morning at Devon Funds Management.